This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is very simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging here with you for one more hour. I'm being joined by our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And it's been, an eventful Monday evening. We know the big story. We know the big news. And that's the New England Patriots. They beat the Arizona Cardinals Monday Night Football in Arizona. The final score, 27-13. And if you watched the first couple of minutes of the game, you're not shocked. You're not surprised at all. Because Kyler Murray went down on the third play of the game. Nobody touched him. He went to cut on the grass. And then he went down on the ground. He was carted off of the field. And they fear that he has tore his ACL. If he has, or whatever the case his injury is, we'll find out, you know, full word tomorrow. The New England Patriots, they've improved their record to 7-6. They now occupy the seventh and final spot as it relates to the wild card. After the Dolphins lost to the Chargers last night, the Chargers held that spot, but now belongs to the New England Patriots for now. The New England Patriots are going to stay out west instead of flying from Arizona back east and then back west to the desert in Vegas. They're going to stay out west, and they'll take on the Raiders. And so it will be Josh McDaniels taking on Bill Belichick, and we'll see what happens from there. You never know what the hell you're going to get from the Raiders. And then from the Arizona Cardinals, this season cannot end soon enough. It can't end fast enough. I mean, for one night, for one evening, the bleeding stopped. But they still got more football to play. Their next game is going to be against the Denver Broncos. It's been a sad state of affairs. Another disappointing season for the Arizona Cardinals. You think about Cliff Kingsbury getting his own contract extension prior to the season. And we all know about Kyler Murray, his extension. I mean, damn. $250 million. I'm giving him more money than he got. What a huge deal. The Cards have been hurt. Star wide receiver had to start the season on a suspension because of PEDs. Dudes have been hurt all over the damn place. Kyler Murray just came back from a hamstring injury. He was gone for 2 weeks. Now he's going to be just trying to get things together for next season. This is sad. Patriots move towards the playoffs, and the Arizona Cardinals just fall back again. It didn't take long to hear the terrible injury. This is what it sounded like, courtesy of the Cardinals radio network.
Snapping it to Murray. It's a play fake. Murray setting up, looking deep, now takes off, running to the right at the 35, at the 40, and dives to about the 44-yard line, a gain of 3 for Kyler Murray. And got an injured Cardinal. It's Kyler who went down very awkwardly that time as he tried to cut. Oh, no. Non-contact. He cut right, then tried to cut left, and just buckled. And there was a Patriot player right there who called to the Cardinal sideline to bring on the training staff.
Yep. And so what did that mean? Colt McCoy time now. Colt McCoy comes on, and this man is sacked six times. Colt McCoy throws an interception. Colt McCoy had to throw the ball 40 times just to keep him alive, just to maybe look for a little bit of hope. Colt McCoy, this is what he had to say about Kyler going down.
Tough, right? I mean, you never want to see that happen to anybody. It's tough.
Yeah, tough. Can't sum it up in any other word. Cliff Kingsbury, he spoke after the game about Kyler going down. This is what he had to say.
Doesn't look good, but we'll know more in the morning. That's tough. There's no doubt. You see teams go through it every week, but you lose your starter on third play of the game. You know, kind of a deal. Non-contact. It's just tough to watch and see. And you got to be able to rebound and continue to play the game, though. Just was kind of asking what was going on from the medical staff, and obviously it didn't look good. And I've never seen him in that type of shape, so I assumed it wasn't good.
Yeah, tough. We heard that word about five or six times used between Cliff Kingsbury and Colt McCoy. And I knew this was going to be a tough watch the minute that Kyler Murray went down. The Patriots, they wasted no time. A lot of their young players, a lot of their rookies got involved. We're talking touchdowns all over the damn place. New England Patriots, they went on a streak here. 20 unanswered points. You think about the Arizona Cardinals just for the entire evening trying to go through or get through this game with Colt McCoy as the starter. They were blanked in the second half. They didn't have nothing. And Colt McCoy, man, he didn't get knocked the hell out or knocked around like some of these other QBs, but he was sacked six times, and the scoring started early. Kevin Harris scored the first touchdown for the Patriots in the second quarter. This is courtesy of the Patriots Radio Network.
Mac Jones works from the shotgun. Two receivers left. A tight set right with Henry, the tight end. Shotgun snap to Jones. Delayed give. Harris runs it.
Run.
In the middle. Big hole across the five. Bounces forward. Diving. Touchdown. Patriots. He scores in the grasp of Jalen Thompson. And New England takes the lead.
Yeah, the only touchdown for the Arizona Cardinals today was a James Conner 10-yard a run that took place in the second quarter. We saw a bunch of field goals. We actually went into the half. Arizona was up 13-10. Nick Folk then tied the game in the third quarter. And then Raekwon McMillan, he was able to scoop up a fumble from, I don't know, DeAndre Hopkins. And then we saw what happened. Take a listen.
Brown now bubbles into the backfield. He joins McCoy on the quarterback's left flank as he takes the shotgun snap. He drops back. Pressure. Throws down the caught by Hopkins. Crossing near side. Pulls hunch loose.
Got it.
Picked up by the Patriots. Go. Down the right side. Running into the end zone. Touchdown. New England. A scoop and score for Raekwon McMillan.
Yeah. Colt McCoy is throwing interceptions. And then we didn't take long in the fourth quarter. Just pretty much right at the top of the fourth quarter. For Pierre Strong to kind of say, okay, well, here, yeah, I'll take an opportunity, I'll take advantage of a turnover and run for 3 yards.
The Patriots, after that 39-yard grab, have a first and goal to go, looking to expand the lead. Strong off the left hip. Jones takes the snap. A give to Pierre. He runs up the middle, lowers the shoulders, dives in. There's a flag on the play. Now it's a touchdown, Patriots.
This is just sad. The hope was that maybe the game could be entertaining. Maybe Colt McCoy could keep a minute. Maybe we get another one of these. Aw, shucks, did I really see that? But that's not the case. Colt McCoy was battered. He was treated like a pinata. He was sacked six times. I mean, even Josh Uche, he had three sacks Three sacks on Colt McCoy tonight, including this one on fourth down where they decided to try to go for it. Why not? You're losing. This is what it sounded like.
Three receivers right. Hopkins split left. Patriots with four defenders back at the 40-yard line. The snap waste time. McCoy drops back. Judon pressure. Ooh. McCoy slides right. He's pressured by Wise now. Goes back to the middle. McCoy is sacked. Finishing him off on the play. Uche. The third man there for the Patriots, Josh Uche.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, he spoke after the game. A little bit more enthusiasm than he typically would have. And Bill Belichick said, yeah, everybody did their job.
And everybody's got a role, and when their number's called, you know, hopefully they'll come through for us. But these guys work hard; they all do. But certainly, it's good to see some of the young guys, and even Schooler Mitchell in the kicking game, and obviously the guys that scored the touchdowns, intercept the passes, like they're easy to spot. You know, and Zappi had some contributions a little bit earlier in the year when he played. But it really, it takes everybody, and I thought we kind of had that tonight. We had everybody pulling tonight.
Yeah, one of our callers right before the break was just like, oh, why don't people give – why does Bill Belichick get a pass? Why does he get a – the talent that he has coached since Tom Brady left, like the Patriots should – they should be in the toilet bowl, man. The defense is still more than formidable. That's always where Bill Belichick has made his bones, and he doesn't have offensive players out there. There's no massive game breaker. So let's give Bill Belichick some damn credit. I mean, sheesh. Mac Jones, after the game, he talked about what the goal was for tonight's game.
Just trying to play good football. You know, the defense obviously scored a touchdown for us, which was huge to kind of give us that lead there. And, we want to score more points. So we'll watch the tape and see what we can do better, as always. And biggest thing is get the win, right? That's all we came here for. And every day you have to fight to win, so that's what we're going to do.
Well, the New England Patriots got that win, and now they sit or occupy the seventh and final seed in the AFC playoffs. They got the final wild card, and let's see what they can do against the Raiders. That's who they will take on next. Cincinnati, it's not going to get easier for the New England Patriots. The Raiders are next. Cincinnati is next. Miami is next. Buffalo is next. All playoff teams here for the New England Patriots. I guess if they have one saving grace that helped put them in this spot is that they beat the New York Jets twice to help them occupy the seventh and final playoff spot. Things are starting to get real interesting all across the board in the NFL. It's like teams are pretty much, evening out at this point. New England 7-6, the Jets 7-6. I mean, the Dolphins, I'm not expecting them to, fall down the ranks here. They have a record of 8-5 after that loss to the Chargers last night. Is Miami going to completely hit the skids? I don't think so. I don't think Tua and that squad can look any worse than what they did last night, although they're on a two-game losing streak. It's tough going here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS, Kyler Murray goes down. Looks like a massive, potentially ACL tear. And then the New England Patriots going right to the playoffs. George is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, George?
Hey, JR. How's it going?
It's going very well, man. What's on your mind?
Listen, first of all, I enjoy your show. Appreciate the way you keep it real and been listening here, called with an initial thought, but wanted to just address a couple points that you guys have been talking about. The first is that just terrible coaching on the Arizona side. I know you've addressed that already, but I don't know how this guy has a job. And he showed it with his calls on fourth down earlier on, even before the second half ended. Could have been a different second half if he goes a different direction. That said, premier wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, the way that he was carrying that ball when he fumbled is something that, you know, I'm a high school coach here in South Florida, and you coach Little League, and you tell kids how you have to protect the ball. So just a couple of points on that. But the reason I called in this evening was I wanted to get your perspective, your unbiased perspective on what's happened to the Dolphins in the last 2 weeks, specifically Tua's play. You know, we haven't had anything to really be optimistic about for a long time down here. And this season has obviously given us something we haven't had in a long time. But I want to hear your perspective on what has happened to Tua over the last 2 weeks. And by the way, understanding a top defense in San Francisco, even though we had our opportunities, but
George, can I answer? I mean, you're asking me the question, you're answering it partially. I got you.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, okay. Well, I'm trying. Yeah, there is a big difference between the defense of San Francisco, which is the best in the league, and the Chargers, which I don't even know who the hell is on their defense, because everybody worth a damn is pretty much hurt or on injured reserve. So I don't necessarily have that answer for Miami and why Tua looked so bad yesterday. I know that San Diego, see, I call them San Diego, they're in Los Angeles. They basically forced this guy to throw outside and make throws that he did not necessarily want to make. And I don't know if that's a matter of figuring out what he wants to do. Look, I'm not an NFL head coach, and I don't think you need to be a genius to say, hey, I need to get me a short pass to Waddle and Hill, who now is had the best receiving season of anyone in Dolphins history. You don't got to be a genius to figure that out. And so I don't know if that's an adjustment that the Dolphins now need to make or whether or not they need to try to figure out some different options for next year. I haven't been fully sold on the Dolphins this season because of the defense. And it's one thing to see Tua throw the ball all over the place. I don't know how reliable that is when you're taking on the good teams. And sure, the 49ers are the best team when it comes down to defense in the league. They're probably the hottest team in the league. But I was always going to find that to be a problem when you just consistently have to throw the rock around. So I think the Dolphins will still make the playoffs. I don't think they're fully going to fall out of contention. But are they on the same level of the Buffalo Bills, who are even have their own offensive problems, and the Chiefs? I don't think so. I don't know if I trust the Dolphins in that full shootout right now. I know people were hyped on Tua with good reason. Came back from injury, threw 10 touchdowns, had zero interceptions. People were saying MVP, MVP, MVP. Well, we've seen Josh Allen just over the course of several years now be awesome. We've seen the same thing out of Patrick Mahomes. And now let's see if Miami can make that adjustment. I'm not ready to just throw them to the dumps because they're on a two-game losing streak. But I'd say give them some time and let's see what takes place. Thank you, George, for calling from Miami. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Arkansas.
Yeah, hey, JR. It's a first-time listener. You have a good voice. You're very smooth and very diplomatic. I've got a comment about last night's game between Miami and the Chargers.
Go on ahead.
Are you there?
Yep, I said go on ahead.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, so more or less the comment is more of the, and this is kind of addressing some of the sports talk people, you know, that they're just like players and coaches because they hype the game. But like there's some sports people out there that are trying to make this really big comparison between Herbert and Tua. And I really feel that they're way out of line. It's really premature because
it's only because of the proximity of where they were drafted. That's it.
Well, it's a little bit more than that. I think, quite honestly, I don't know if you've seen all the sports TV shows that
No.
Like, speak. Well, anyway, the thing, there's some things out there where you can say that the Chargers have a lot of weaknesses and that they have a, you know, have a tall quarterback, very capable, very strong. He's done a lot of tremendous things starting out. Anybody can see that Herbert has a long time future in the league. He's going to be around forever. He's going to do incredible things. Well, the thing with Tua is that he's small. He doesn't have such a strong arm. He's not even that quick. But yet they were on a winning streak, a six-game winning streak, whatever. But they were winning against lesser opponents. They were scrapping the receivers, Hill and Waddle, whoever they have, the receivers were actually making him better. And I think the thing is that I think sometimes people promote these matchups to such an extreme that it's almost like a disservice to young quarterbacks. It's like, I mean, personally, Jalen Hurts to me as of right now is MVP. I think
he is.
Burrow's second to me. I think Mahomes has dropped to third, but that can all change. Any of those three guys could come out in the remainder of the year and be MVP. But right now, Jalen Hurts is the best. But as far as Herbert and Tua, they're developing on teams that aren't good teams. And I just think that they shouldn't. I think it was kind of a disservice to Tua. It's kind of like he cracked. He kind of like the pressure maybe got to him, but that I just think
we've seen, and I'm gonna finish up here, Dave. I have to go ahead and hit the break momentarily. We've seen Justin Herbert. We've seen more of him, and we saw more of Justin Herbert quicker than I think anyone would have thought, because of, I can't even call it an injury to Tyrod Taylor. He got a needle dead smack right into his lung. And then Justin Herbert was pretty much thrown into the fire right away. Tua Tagovailoa had to, quote-unquote, wait his time, and then he got yo-yoed in and out when Fitzpatrick was still out there playing. And now we have Tua, and now we have to see what he's made of. It was only a couple of months ago that Tua Tagovailoa talked about his size being a detriment and being able to deliver the ball. And then we saw him go on an amazing stretch when he came back from those head injuries that – I don't think anybody thought that he should have even been playing out there or out there playing for the second one. And I think it all has to do with their draft standing. Tua was selected right before Justin Herbert. There's the comparison. That there it is right there. It shouldn't be that difficult to get a hold of. And, yeah, they're in different situations and have gone through different coaches, both of them already. Justin Herbert having much more success. It's like every week he's breaking a new record for passing yards for a guy this young in his career. And, yeah, Justin Herbert is more of your prototypical QB. Big as hell, strong arm, makes all the throws, is dangerous, isn't going anywhere. And I don't want to say the jury is still out on Tua, but it is, especially when you think about the fact that he's been knocked around and beat up. You know, how is he going to sustain or withstand pressure? We'll find out. I think the Dolphins will be okay the rest of the year. But, yeah, is Tua going to crack some more? We'll see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Another week of the NFL down. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're going to talk Pats. We'll talk Cards. Whatever the hell else you want to talk about here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, as I sit here in the studio, I guess this is okay for D.C. I was just in D.C. last week. The Brooklyn Nets were in Washington to take on the Wizards. And the Wizards with these these pink jerseys for the cherry blossoms is just they look like medicine running around on the court, like Pepto-Bismol. I get it, cherry blossoms, but never in my life did I think we'd see the Washington Wizards and running around in pink. But that's just what it is. Shep, have you seen what do they call them, City Connect uniforms or whatever it is?
Listen, I got to do something to get attention. I can't do that any other way.
Yeah, just anything to make money. Let's sell pink jerseys. I mean, half the time I used to be able to tune into a basketball game and know the home or away team. It's like, oh, home team wears white, away right. team wears dark colors, and now everybody just wears whatever. So half the time I'm confused. Anyway, the Brooklyn Nets, they went over the Wizards 112-100. The Brooklyn Nets have a record of 17-12. Getting some bench scoring from T.J. Warren. Kevin Durant finished tonight with 30 points. Kyrie, 24. Brooklyn Nets showing a little bit of life. Still no depth up front, so that's going to be a problem that doesn't go away. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Big Key. He's calling from right here in Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
J to the R, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm a little down, and I just don't understand why the show's not talking about Cincinnati. I'm just I don't understand it. I don't think Ohio's getting the love that they deserve from the nation.
I have an answer for you there, and I think if you want to talk about this show, that's actually inaccurate. We showed the Bengals a lot of love last week, especially when I gave my top six list and I talked about my top six teams that I think are primed for a Super Bowl run or a deep run in the playoffs. And Cincinnati was right there on the list. And
oh,
so,
do tell.
Well, where were you last Wednesday? Where were you at?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I would like to hear this.
Okay, all right. Well, at least you know that you're inaccurate. And so that's the first part. So okay. If you want to talk about why I haven't shown the Bengals love, that's not true. That's the first part. The second part as to why we haven't talked about them here tonight in the show, well, the second part of the show came on at the conclusion of Monday Night Football. And unfortunately, there was a big injury that took place, and the man's name is Kyler Murray. This man went down with an ACL. And so we had to talk about the wrap-up for that game. And then to open up the show, I had to take a look at some of the larger and bigger matchups that took place yesterday and fill people in on what took place there. And so unfortunately for the Bengals, when I have to think about 32 teams in the National Football League, even though they're on a five-game winning streak, even though that most people are still looking at them and saying, oh, can they go ahead and hang with the Bills and the Chiefs, yesterday they beat the Browns. Does that answer your question?
The Chiefs? We own the Chiefs.
You asked me a question, right? You asked me two questions.
Okay.
I'm not asking you about the football-ness of it. Did you get an answer to question number one, which I corrected you on? And so do
somewhat.
No, it's not somewhat. You asked why slow down now. Be quiet. You asked simply, why haven't the Bengals gotten love? I've told you that's inaccurate. You then asked the second question, how come they haven't been talked about tonight? I gave you the answer. Big Key, do you understand answer one and two?
I do, JR.
Thank you. So now make your point. I think you've made it. Nobody is showing the Bengals love. Now go.
Now, Philadelphia, they cannot sustain this drive that they have. History has shown that the winning streak that they have, it will not last.
Okay. I want to try to compact things here.
Okay.
You called me about the Bengals.
Yeah.
Who play in the AFC. You're telling me that the Bengals aren't getting enough love.
Yeah.
You have a chance and an opportunity to big up your team, and you're now telling me about the team at the top of the NFC. I'll help you. They are at the top of the NFC. They're at the top of the NFL. I'll help you out here. You got 20 seconds to big up your Bengals. Go.
Okay. Their first two games, a loss by three. We're talking field goals. There's no way they should even be in a wild card spot right now. We are.
Ja'Marr Chase was hurt. Big Key, I got to be honest. I told you had 20 seconds. I've even stretched that out, and you're giving me a dissertation of the whole year.
That's correct. Now
I don't have time for that.
I'm going to leave this real quick, and because you have proven that the Bengals are who they are.
Okay.
I'm going to say one more thing.
Okay, quickly.
Georgia, Ohio State. Ohio State will take this.
Okay.
I know everyone is saying the SEC is strong.
Okay.
But the Big Ten, they will take this.
Okay.
This is Ohio's year.
Okay, thank you, Big Key, for calling up from Georgia. I mean, damn.
I wanted his take on Caleb Williams next.
I thought he was going to talk about the Bengals. And then I mean, damn. The Bengals aren't getting enough love. Well, here's your chance. Well, the Eagles, what?
Heard they lost by three and they're a wild card spot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tell me. Well, he wanted to start from. Well, they shouldn't even be in a wild card. Where was Ja'Marr Chase? Man just came back. Like, relax. We'll have plenty of time to talk about Cincinnati. I don't think they're going anywhere. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls here before I roll out. Hopefully they are much more compact. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love you, brother. God bless you, man. I love you.
Oh, I love you,
man.
Too,
you make my night, JR. You make my freaking night, dude. You don't even know.
Thank you, Kevin.
I love you, bro.
I love you, too. Not in that way. If I go missing, we know who did it, okay? We know who did it.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, shout out to my main man, Kevin, from Louisville. I need to head out to Louisville, and I think he invited me to. He's doing a barbecue or something? I don't know. It's kind of cold for that right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I need to get the barbecue, and that's what I need to do. I'm going to be out in Phoenix this week. I'll be in Phoenix. I'll be out in Portland. Shout outs to all my folks in the Pacific Northwest. I will be on my way. Let's get to some of your phone calls here before I roll out. 855-212-4CBS. Nicole is here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, I guess Nicole is not here from Maryland. Mike is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Very well, man. What's up?
Hey, I got a question to ask you. Now, I'm a big Charger fan, and now that we are starting to get our team back a little healthier here, and we're above 500 now, do you see us getting a late push to go into this wild card and maybe even further into the playoffs here?
I don't know about further. The Chargers, I view as one of those teams that I have to, quote-unquote, see it and then believe it. It's similar to what we got with the Bengals last year. I didn't expect the Bengals to go on the run that they did. I didn't expect them to beat the Chiefs. I mean, outside of the second half of that game, it still looked like the Chiefs were going to take care of them in the AFC title game. And I would say that the Chargers are pretty much in the same position. I have no idea what this squad is going to look like in a few weeks. I don't know when Bosa comes back. I know J.C. Jackson isn't coming back, and their defense can't necessarily get worse than what it already was. I guess you can consider that to be a plus. I feel that Mike Williams is already I'm just waiting on a hammy, Keenan Allen. It's the Chargers are peculiar, man. Do you believe in them?
You know, I do. I mean, I've been with this squad ever since they were here in San Diego. Unfortunately, okay. I had my downs when they took off and went up north. But I really believe in this squad this year with the improvement of the defense. You know, we go through our bumps through any season, but I think after these last three games, I mean, hell, we only lost a couple games over, well, one over a bad call that one of, you know, the head coach on the fourth down he should have never made.
Well, I mean, if Brandon Staley's making dumbass calls like that, you think it's going to get better when we get into the postseason? But I want to end on a high note here. The Chargers are going to get healthier. And then to close out the regular season, they have Tennessee, they take on the Colts, they take on the Rams, and they take on Denver. That puts them in good position, I believe, to secure a wild card spot. Unfortunately for them, the New England Patriots decided to snatch the wild card spot that they got last night after the Dolphins' victory, but they have time to make things up. The Patriots' record the rest of the season a little bit more difficult than the Chargers. The Patriots have to take on the Raiders, Cincinnati, Miami, and Buffalo. So I would say the Chargers are in good position, and I try to hold on to that. 855-212-4CBS. Telly is here from Washington, D.C. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show.
Yo, JR, what's up, man? Hey, look, listen, I'm going to tell you, I got a newfound respect for you, brother. Listen, I'm a huge boxing fan. I tuned in to the Tank versus Hector Garcia press conference, man, last week. And the first face I saw was JR. I said, man, what the hell is JR doing on here? But I can tell you, man, you did a great job. You controlled the room. And it was good to see a new face, man, for once in a while. Listen, we had some great fights this past weekend. I think we ended the year great with Terrence Crawford, Teofimo, Keyshawn Davis, Big Baby Anderson. We ended the year off great. And we're going to begin the year off great with two tank fights against Hector Garcia and Ryan Garcia. So, listen, I wanted to ask you, what was the vibe like with the two fighters during the press conference, and how do you see that fight playing out?
Well, I mean, obviously they can go ahead and sell a fight, and it was also my job to sell the fight. It's going to be a good fight. Hector is still relatively an unknown. I would say most people have started to know who Gervonta Tank Davis is outside of casual boxing fans. And so the two of them have the ultimate respect for each other. It's not going to be so much of a walk through the park as people think it is. But we know when Tank Davis hits somebody, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. And so Hector Luis Garcia is not all that taller than Tank. And he is certainly much more wiry than you would think. And I think he's going to feel a few of those body shots. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was a stoppage. It's going to be a good fight, but I'm expecting Tank to put him down.
All right. So that's good to hear, man. I'm going to place a little bit of money on Tank, and I'm going to say JR told me to.
Hey, you get some sense on my way, okay, Tully?
Got you, JR.
Thank you so much for calling from Washington. Let's stay in the area, and let's talk to Jamie calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for making time before you sign off. Real quick, I know it's a passing league in the NFL. Baltimore's known when you think of the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Ravens fan, but they're known for their defense. Their best player on the offensive side, Lamar Jackson, and the best player on the defensive side is Roquan Smith, both whom of which do not have agents. They represent themselves. Knowing the history of the Ravens, who do you think is more important to lock up or more realistic for the future of the Ravens continuing their legacy?
It's always the quarterback, man. Always the QB. Yeah. He's the most important dude on the team. And I said this last week. I'm kind of through with the Ravens. And when I say kind of through, I feel like I'm deja vu from last year. Lamar goes down. The team kind of falters. Are they going to fall out of playoff contention like they did last year? I don't believe so. But Every single year is the same story with the Ravens since Lamar has burst onto the scene. We know he's
an
amazing.
Saying, do you think Roquan should take? They should go after.
No,
Roquan.
he's a linebacker, man. I don't think they brought him in just to give him the boot. But all things considered, I think if you looked across the league at any team, who's more important, the linebacker or the quarterback? Come on.
But I'm just wondering if you think Lamar's a real deal, though, if we should be locking him up for that long.
I think for how much the squad, from an organizational standpoint, has invested into him, I think it's in their best interest to keep him. Whether or not they come to an agreement on a contract, I don't think so. I believe that they're going to have to tag him this upcoming season and then kind of go from there.
Thank you for your time.
No doubt, Jamie. I think it's probably worked out best for them, if you want to think about it from a money perspective, that he's not having the greatest of years. Is that what you want? No. Look at what happened with Aaron Judge. Had an amazing season. Now they got to pay him. At least from the Ravens' perspective, they won't have to say or do that with Lamar. John, you'll get the last word from Toronto. Quickly, John.
Thanks.
Oh, I don't know. John sounded like he had to run to the restroom. I don't know what his deal was.
He got the last word.
What did he say? Hey, he said, hey, right?
Yes.
He said, hey, and then it sounded like he was fumbling the phone. I don't know. Shep, do you know what he wanted at all? Do you recall?
It was basically to talk about, like, the state of the NFL playoff standings and Monday Night Football. It was all of the above. That call was not going to last more than 30 seconds the way it was going.
Oh, it's okay. All right, well. We've had some fun callers as per usual. And I know by the time we come back tomorrow, it will be very interesting because we're going to have word on Kyler Murray. The man went down tonight, non-contact injury, and a loss to New England. He went down on the third offensive play of the game. And so all the best to Kyler Murray. We'll know tomorrow what the deal is as the New England Patriots help finish up this week of the NFL season, beating the Cards 27-13. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'll actually be in Arizona. I should go be an investigative journalist or something like that. No, I won't. I'm going to go out there and absolutely mind my business. Thank you, Shep, for an amazing night. If you want to holler at me in the interim, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap, but don't move. Don't go anywhere. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023, but let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.